ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
विश्व भगवता केतु वन चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 ओ लॉर्ड नो वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड योर ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्टाइम्स व्हिच अपीयर टू बी ह्यूमन एंड सो आर मिसलीडिंग. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial.
Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dadati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadara Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So here's the answer to the question that often is posed. Why do devotees, after some time, they lose their enthusiasm when they first come, they're very fired up, but after 5 or 6 years or some time, then they don't have the same enthusiasm and many times they go away. Why is that? So here the answer is given. Because they come with some motive. They're inquisitive, so their curiosity is satisfied after some time. Okay, now I understand what these people are doing. And then they go back to the real business of life, of trying to enjoy this world. Or they come with a little philosophical questions and so on. Then they get their philosophies answered, and so again they go back into the world. Or they come for money or for some mitigation of distress. And then they'll see the things, they become a little peaceful. And so they think, oh yes, now I can go and make money again and be happy in that way. So this is the real answer. That people don't want to take advantage of the ultimate thing that Krishna is giving. Krishna is ready to give himself. But everybody comes with some material motive, and as soon as that material motive is satisfied, then they think, okay, thank you. And they may remain some pious, they may have some, you know, good feeling for Krishna. And they may even sometimes assist, like when they see somebody who's coming more dedicated, like Indradhumi Maharaj is coming, then they don't mind giving some money to him. But they're not ready to be fully surrendered themselves. Because they got what they want. They came for some material purpose, one of these four purposes mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, and now they have that. So they're no longer distressed. Many people come in distress. And then they after some time, they think, wow, now I don't have to be distressed. I can be peaceful and attract women. And just like this Daniel, that'll be a problem for him. You can see that he's... he's attracted to women. And so as soon as he becomes a little peaceful by chanting Hare Krishna, associating with the devotee, then he'll find that women are a little attracted to him. And then he'll say, wow, now I can be happy here. And he'll marry a girl and, you know, he'll come once a week on Sunday. He can give $5 in the box and go on with his life of enjoying. So to become a pure devotee, then we see is very rare. Even to aspire to become a pure devotee is rare. People don't aspire. Become a pure devotee. They come for some purpose. So how do we aspire? The only way we can aspire to become pure devotees, we have to get the mercy of the pure devotee. I mean, and that you know, he doesn't give to everybody because he wants to see what is your qualification. No, he in a general sense, he gives everybody mercy. But to give specific mercy, then he wants to see who is really eager to get it. Otherwise, that's the question also that comes up with this, you know, this Amoghalila letter. Well, why Prabhupada just doesn't tell his disciples that, you know, because they're not eager for it. That's all. I don't know if I'm eager for it. I mean, it means that you have to always be sacrificing for the interest of the Lord. It requires a life of complete dedication, 100% dedication to the will of the Lord at every moment. And then your mind says, well, that's too much. You know, what? Maybe I'll you know, chant Hare Krishna, I'll preach everything, but to every moment to be ready to do what the Lord wants, it seems like the mind just balks or boggles or becomes bewildered by that proposition. And then we think we settle for something less. And then we justify it. You know, we're doing okay. We're preaching. Having festivals and so on. But we're not ready to surrender to the Lord at every moment. I mean, give the daughter to the dad, you have to really be a saint. You know, that's like too much. So let us go on giving Bhagavatam class, chanting Hare Krishna, but we're not going to surrender fully.
No, Maharaj, we are fully surrendered. But we,
maybe you are. You
know? No. In this way that we have some anarthas, and we can jump over. So they are make problems to us.
But why?
But
Prabhupada said these anarthas he can kick out in one moment. What is that? What? How can anarthas disturb? If you have a desire to surrender, then nothing can check. Krishna says, Sarvadharma Pratyajama, just surrender to me and don't worry, I'll take care of all the problems that you have. That's the exact specific question. Well, what about if you have sinful reactions? I won't be able to surrender. Krishna says, no, don't worry about those things.
What if we can recognize them from the very beginning? Like, you know, some...
We can't recognize them?
Yeah, some anarthas, they are...
So then why should they interfere with our surrender? Surrender is not so difficult. It's a natural thing. Just do whatever the Lord wants at every moment.
Yes, but like from this beginning stage, it's difficult for us to recognize what Lord wants from us in every moment. So sometimes we can take something which actually is not His will, and because we are not so advanced, we can't recognize this.
No, I don't agree with that. I think if you're sincere, the Lord will help you to recognize. If you're really sincere to surrender to please the Lord, then He'll make it clear to you. But you're not so that's sincere to surrender to the Lord. You want to keep the material, you can say, position just in case, you know, there is no Lord. Or just in case you're not able to fully surrender. So you calculate. Otherwise, what is difficult about surrender? You just do what you're told. What is the problem? Whatever. And if you're really sincere about that, Krishna will tell you what to do at every moment. But we're not sincere, that's the problem. Because it's too much. It's like, how can I really just do whatever Krishna wants? That means I can't do what I want ever again. I have to always perform austerity. I have to always get up. I have to always take a cold bath. I have to always... It's too much, you know. It's like, I'll do it step by step. In my own way, in my own time. Some people think... Everybody thinks like that, practically. Otherwise, it would become pure devotees. Prabhupada says, there's no pure devotee, even my godbrothers. There's no pure devotee, because this is the reason. We don't want to be pure devotees. We refuse to be pure devotees. Otherwise, what's checking us? The mind is the only thing. You know, the mind will give so many propositions, but we just neglect the mind and do what the intelligence tells us. Intelligence tells us to surrender to Krishna every moment, but we don't do that. Because we're rascals. Any other questions? You have a question?
Well, we can discuss a little bit more. Maharaj, we have these material desires, and sometimes...
We have the material desires, but we are not those material desires. We can look at them. We can be aloof from them. We don't have to embrace them. Just like lightning strikes in the sky. You look up, you say, oh, I have lightning in my eyes, but I'm not that lightning. I'm not these material desires. Why do we identify with them? Why do we think that they're me? They're not me. They come in and they go out. It's like rivers into the ocean. And why should they disturb us? We have Prabhupada, we have Krishna. Why don't we remember them? And then these things will just go away. They're all mental concoctions, and they have no they have no substantial reality. They can just go away because they're not real. But we think, oh, I have them. They're real, you know. They're just mental concoctions from dreams, like a dream. In the dream, you may think you have some situation, but it's real. It's not real. But that means you have to be calm enough to see them, to see that. You know, you have to be transcendental in a sense. You have to be at least come to the mode of goodness where you can look at these desires in a neutral way. If you're able to look at them in a neutral way, then you can see them for what they are. They're just bringing you grief. But because we're not in the mode of goodness, we're passionate, so we think, this is me. This is my real nature, to be lusty and greedy and so on, angry. This is me. This is what I am. Everybody thinks like that. But this is not you.
So only because we are not so advanced, we must engage our nature in Krishna consciousness, and we can't just overcome immediately or just...
We can, but we refuse to. Because we're attached. We're attached to our so-called nature, material nature. So yeah, if you refuse to, then okay, then here's a gradual process. Vanashram Dharma, according to your nature, whatever. So that's what the devotees are doing. But there's no need to. You can just surrender. Krishna is ready to accept your surrender. Baba is ready to accept your surrender. You say, well, how do I know what Baba wants me to do? Well, first of all, you surrender. And then, see. Then, Prabhupada, Krishna will reveal to you. We're afraid to do that. I'm afraid to do that. Maybe you're not.
Well,
I'm afraid. If I surrender completely, then what will I have? Who will I be? I'll just be a puppet, a Prabhupada's puppet? I don't want that. I want to be myself. Prabhupada could write like that when he came to America. I'm just your puppet. You make me dance, make me dance.
Well, this is complaint from many devotees that we are losing our personality, or just like, you know, in full surrender, you must do everything what, you know, someone wants. And
therefore, you don't surrender either.
You are losing yourself.
So keep your material, stupid personality. You're so proud of it. You don't want to develop your spiritual personality, then don't. But in the spiritual world, there's also individuality and personality, and every devotee is different. Like Jagadanda Pandit, he gets angry at Lord Chaitanya, throws the oil on the ground, goes into his room, slams the door, doesn't come out for 3 days, fasts. He's a personality, but he's a transcendental personality. But that you're afraid to find out if you have a transcendental personality. You're proud of your material personality. So you hold on to it. No, I'm not going to give this up. Go ahead. This is my nature. I'm proud of it. Even though my nature is always making me suffer, I don't care. I like it. It's me. Especially passionate nature. It always brings us to suffering. But we're going to keep it. We have no idea what our real personality is because we're disqualified from developing or from understanding that or from having a glimpse of that because we're too much attached to our material personality. And you know, no amount of logic and reason and shastra and argument will convince us. We're too attached.